There has been a lot of, really, there has been no shortage of ironic events in history. But perhaps no event in history is more ironic than Good Friday. I mean, think about it. We call it good, and yet this is the day that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, was illegally tried, was falsely accused, was beaten and scourged within an inch of his life until he was virtually unrecognizable, and then was crucified, died, and was buried. And yet we call it Good Friday. Have you ever thought about that? Why is that? Why do we call it good? It's incredibly ironic. And there were a lot of ironic things that happened on that fateful day. I was reading through the gospel accounts again this Easter, just all of the accounts that dealt with the crucifixion and Good Friday. And couldn't help but see all of the irony again that was going on. It was kind of like Pastor Glenn mentioned last Sunday, how humanity, even on Palm Sunday, just kept missing the point. They just didn't get it, even though the truth was right there in front of them. For one example of irony is the Jewish leaders, the religious elite, who would break rule after rule and law after law of their own laws to try and prove our innocent Jesus guilty. There's Pilate hanging the placard above Jesus' head, which reads in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, as if to announce to the whole world, this is Jesus, King of the Jews. And the Jewish leaders who were antagonistic against Jesus said, no, don't say that he was the King of the Jews. Just say that he said he was, but he's really not. And Pilate says, what I have written, I have written. And it's a bold statement. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. There's another moment that involves a man, an insurrectionist and a murderer named Barabbas. Remember him? His name means son of the father. Bar, son, Abbas, Abba, father. Actually, some ancient manuscripts suggest that his first name was Jesus. So his name technically could have been Jesus, son of the father. And yet this murderer is set free in exchange for Jesus, the son of the heavenly father. Kind of ironic, don't you think? But the real ironic thing, I think, about Good Friday is found in 2 Corinthians 5:21. It was the first two lyrics we sang this evening. He made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So the ironic thing is that the sinless one, he who knew no sin, became sin on our behalf. The Bible's very clear that death is the result of sins. Death entered in after sin entered the picture. And yet Jesus never sinned. He knew no sin. And so why did he die? It tells us on our behalf. On your behalf. If you're sitting here tonight, and you know before God, I'm a sinner. Just know, Jesus died on your behalf. He took our sins so that we could take his righteousness. So he became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in him, so that we might be declared righteous. We might be set free. We might be forgiven. You might say that we might become sons and daughters of the Father. So the ironic thing is that the cross, this device used to exert the most excruciating death penalty ever imagined, this symbol of death and shame becomes on Good Friday for the rest of time and into eternity, a symbol of life and triumph and victory. And only the one with the name above all names could do that. Only the one with the name above all names could take the darkest day in human history and use it for our greatest good. Only the one with the name above all names could roll that stone away 3 days later. Amen, church. Amen. And so as we continue with our service here, let's just be really intentional to enter into a deep personal communion with Him. Let the tension, you know, the awfulness of Good Friday and the awe of Good Friday sort of meet in your heart, and let it bring you to a point of just praise and thanks for what He has done for you. Just sit in the beautiful mixture of horror and mourning for what has been done to Jesus. And yet, this amazing praise and the sanctity of that moment for what He has done for us. And just thank Him for what He's done. Let's continue in worship.